How are you?
Well, I'm in a great mood today, Tony.
Oh, you're always in a great mood. What? I just want you to be grouchy one time.
Well, after the good win over Michigan with the nice weather, being in Grand Haven over the weekend, I mean, with the sun beautiful, I mean, hey, it's hard not to be in a good life. This is the state of Michigan, great place to be, and we're in Lansing.
John, off topic before I got asked the question I have for you, did you happen to see that ad that aired?
I did.
What'd you think of it from the perspective of a citizen and as a psychologist?
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, I'm feeling a little bad. I didn't read so many things into it like everyone else did. I think it was a political ad. And obviously, if you like Debbie Stabenow, you're going to find it offensive and annoying. And probably if you like Pete Hoekstra, you're going to see it for what his intent was. You know, the intent was talking about the trillions of dollars that China is getting from us, all the jobs that are going over to China. This is the argument. And that's how I heard it. And, you know, I didn't think one way or the other. I simply saw what the ad was. And then all of a sudden I've seen all of the things coming afterwards. And I guess you can see into things that you want to see. I think as a psychologist, I just was watching it and thought, I actually saw the intent that he was trying to make. And I guess if you can look, anyone can look at something, be offended, see it in a positive way, whatever it might be. I just, be honest with you, did not see it the way that the critics are. And I think if it had been an ad that had been put out simply trying to keep American jobs here and focusing on the need to, you know, redevelop, strengthen our manufacturing base, I think it would have been seen differently. But once things get into the political arena, if you can find something, people will find it. And obviously, some people were offended and took it in a certain way. And I guess that's just why we're human beings and people see things differently.
Well, here's a question for you, Dr. Bracci. Our 16-year-old daughter is popular but seems too concerned that her friends approve of her and what she does. We have tried to stay out of it, but worry in spite of all her successes and friendships, she cannot enjoy herself because she always worries about what others think of her and what she does. What's wrong and what should we do?
Well, I think in life, teenagers in particular have often a need to be cared for and respected and seen in a highlight by their friends, and often the group mentality comes in. And I think in this case, it's a question of how far it goes. And apparently this is going too far in this case. But we need to encourage children to want to be good citizens, be members of groups, be parts of teams, but we have to make sure we encourage them to be who they are themselves. Like Shakespeare said, to above all, to thine own self be true. And I think that's really true, that we need to set reasonable standards for the kids. They need to do the same thing, and they really have to develop their self-image, their self-esteem, and for them to know when they're trying to do the right thing and they're doing it, they may have to go against, call it public opinion, or go against what someone else might be saying in another group. That's part of life. And they also are going to have to deal. There are going to be times they're rejected. They're going to be talked negatively to. That's part of the cycle of growing, interacting, and working with other people. And it's very important. If you want control of your own life, Tony, that you begin that early. There are many people your age, my age, that really don't have control over their own life. They actually worry about what other people. It's kind of the old keeping up with the Jones. So if we can work with our kids early, go all the way through when they're teenagers, and then they carry on for the rest of their life and carry on with their children, it's going to be a much better world where people listen to their own drummer, and even if they're a team player working together, rather than seeking the approval of someone else. Because if you need someone else's approval to have a good self-esteem, your life is determined by someone else.
I saw this 8-year-old boy at a recent youth basketball game, and he had pink shoelaces on his green and white shoes. And one of his teammates said, "Dude, what's up with the pink laces?" And he goes, "It's for breast cancer awareness. Don't you know anything?" And I thought that was pretty interesting, because here's this little 8-year-old boy, and he didn't care what others thought.
Well, I think that's good, and I that's a positive. And I think he said what it was, and he made the other person aware of it. And sure, and I think if I had seen it or you'd, we probably would be aware of what it was standing for. And good for him. That's him standing up for himself and making a point. Good. I like that. That's a good example.
Thanks, Dr. Braccio.
Always a pleasure, Tony. Have a good day.